Let us go with confidence to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and may find grace in seasonal aid. These words are taken from the introit of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in our ceremonies this morning, three young men have received the cassock and entered the novitiate of the congregation of St. Pius V. After this ceremony, I will then offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass during communion time at Mass. The three oldest seminarians will profess their final vows in the congregation, in which they will bind themselves for life to the vows of obedience, chastity, and stability. Brother Gabriel will be the second coadjutor brother to profess final vows in our congregation. Afterwards, two more seminarians will renew their temporary vows for 1 year as they take the next step toward the priesthood. And then on December 17th of this year, those two seminarians renewing their vows for 1 year will be ordained exorcists and acolytes. And Mr. Harbour and Mr. Peters, who are making their final profession of vows today, will be ordained subdeacons. And God willing, on August 30th, just about a year from now, Mr. Harbour and Mr. Peters will be ordained to the holy priesthood. And I ask that you please keep them in your prayers as they begin their preparations for these final steps to the priesthood. I am encouraged to have one more brother enter the novitiate today. Our congregation admits coadjutor brothers whose function it is to assist the priests in the fulfillment of their duties. The brothers may thus do domestic work and other works of manual labor. They may also teach catechism at our chapels or teach academic courses at the seminary and in our schools. Other works the brothers may do include accounting, mechanical work, computer and publishing work, cooking and general maintenance and upkeep of the property. They follow the common life with the priest members, and they always keep before their eyes the essential mission as coadjutors to the priests. The ceremony began this morning with the postulants receiving a candle. The candle symbolizes our divine Savior, who is the light of the world and the love of our hearts. Without our Lord's light and love, there can be no sanctification. In other words, we could not become saints. And thus we pray that his light may increasingly shine in the minds of these young men who will become novices in the congregation today, and that the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus may increasingly burn in their hearts. The interrogation which follows the exhortation is the means by which these men declare openly and publicly their desire to enter the novitiate and their intention to observe the constitutions of the community. The constitutions contain the written rules by which we are all governed, including the superiors. The constitutions spell out the rights and the obligations of the members, and most importantly, the general and special purpose of the congregation. The general purpose of the congregation is to promote the glory of God and the sanctification of its members. And the special purpose of our congregation is to perform works of charity toward the Sacred Heart of Jesus and our neighbor. The postulants are then reminded that to become holy, one must be conformed to the image of the crucified Son of God. After this reminder, we sang a hymn in honor of the Holy Ghost, pleading with him to enlighten our minds and to set our hearts on fire. during the singing of the Veni Creator, the cassocks, surplices, and the constitutions and the divine office books were blessed. The postulants were then vested in their cassocks as the choir sang Psalm 15 with the words, "Preserve me, O Lord, for I put my trust in thee. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance. Therefore my heart hath been glad, and my tongue hath rejoiced." After this sermon, the novices will each receive a copy of the constitutions and the book of the divine office. And finally, when a brother enters the novitiate, he will receive a name by which he will be known in religious life. The custom of receiving a new name has long been a long-standing practice in many religious orders and congregations. In the book of the Apocalypse, our Lord says, "To him that will overcome, I will give a new name." The new name which our Lord speaks will be an indication of victory, a title, so to speak, which will proclaim the soul's fidelity to God upon his entrance into heaven. The new name taken in religious life prefigures this title. By taking the name of a saint as his own, a brother receives a special patron in heaven to assist him in his work and ultimately in the salvation of his soul. We then pray that God will bless them and that they persevere faithfully in the church and be made worthy of eternal life. Then follows the holy sacrifice of the Mass. During the Mass at communion time, as I mentioned, the seminarians who have begun their steps toward the priesthood and brotherhood will renew their temporary vows for 1 year or make their final profession of vows in our congregation. They will kneel in the sanctuary as the sacred host is held before them. They will then make their vows and receive our Lord in Holy Communion. My dear friends, God has been so good to us. Immaculate Heart Seminary was founded by Bishop Kelly in 1996. And since then, by God's goodness, through the intercession of Our Lady, the great efforts of Bishop Kelly, the priests and the seminarians, the generous help of the good sisters, and the prayers and the sacrifices of our many good friends and benefactors, our congregation has steadily grown over the years. And we are truly grateful for all the support we have received over the years. Catholic priests have been validly ordained here and will continue to be ordained to preach the one true faith, to provide the Mass and the sacraments for the faithful, and to spread devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is why Immaculate Heart Seminary exists. It is why the Congregation of St. Pius V exists. The Congregation was founded by Bishop Kelly in order to educate and properly form priests according to the mind of the Church, so that they may effect with God's grace the salvation of souls and to foster devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is sad to say that we live in a world in which the overwhelming majority of men have rejected our Lord and Savior and His Church. They have rejected God and His love for them. We have but one hope, and there is no other. That hope, my dear faithful, is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which, in spite of the rejection of men, is nevertheless overflowing with love for them. The priests and religious of the Congregation of St. Pius V are here to give honor and glory to God, to make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and to save souls. These young men are here thus to become priests and religious who will answer the plea of the Sacred Heart and spread this devotion throughout the world and help save souls for which his heart was pierced. And Bishop Kelly dedicated the seminary to the Immaculate Heart because it is through the Immaculate Heart of Mary that this will be accomplished. The Son of God himself has willed that in order to save souls, the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary must be spread throughout the entire world. To save the souls of poor sinners, Our Lady of Fatima said, our Lord wishes to establish throughout the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is truly, as we shall soon pray in the introit of the Mass, the throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and may find grace for a timely aid. In other words, as I mentioned to the priests and the seminarians who have been on their retreat this past week, where the Queen of Heaven is honored, so too is her Son. And we will obtain the mercy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and his great love for us. And in order for us to go to Jesus with great childlike confidence, we must first go through Mary, his Divine Mother. The devotions to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary are thus one and the same. They are one and the same because her heart and his are one. And the priests of Immaculate Heart Seminary will spread the devotion to these two hearts and, please God, save many, many souls, which is the only thing that matters. Therefore, I ask you, my dear friends, to pray for your priests and future priests at our seminary, that they may all become veritable apostles of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and true sons of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The harvest is great, but as you can see, the laborers are few. To bring this harvest in, we need priests and brothers who are on fire with the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I ask you then to pray to our Lord and his Blessed Mother and to offer your holy communions and sacrifices that he may bless our seminary and our convent with vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. And finally, I ask that you keep Bishop Kelly in your prayers. Bishop Kelly is the founder of the Daughters of Mary, a convent where young women may enter the religious life and dedicate themselves to the service of God. And in establishing our congregation of St. Pius V, he has provided a future where young men will be ordained priests and administer the sacraments and offer Mass, God willing, for countless souls and for generations to come. We are truly grateful for his many years of devotion to the salvation of souls and his prudence and guidance. And I know that Bishop Kelly will be appreciative of your prayers. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.